everybody. Happy Martin Luther King Day to you. Hopefully you're home, toasty, warm, not even thinking of going out into the Siberian landscape that has enveloped us. We trudged through and made it in for another morning show adventure today, and this is what it sounded like on this January 21st. How you doing? Dave here. All the good stuff from today's show. Well, Andy Reid failed again in a championship game. What else is new? At least it wasn't at our team's expense. No, we got those bad feelings out of the way last weekend. But we did talk the championship games from over the weekend to dandies, despite probably not having the outcome that we all wanted here. Cindy Graham was back from her vacation in a rather warm climate. Well, warmer than today. She said it was 40 degrees down in Florida. I would take that in a heartbeat this morning. It's Blue Monday. We talked about that, then learned about how you can name a certain disgusting animal after somebody. With the Super Bowl approaching, we thought it'd be fun to create our own halftime shows, seeing as not too many people are excited for Maroon 5 and their couple of rappers in tow. So we created our own today and then voted on who crafted the best halftime combine, as we called it. And it's Monday morning, so we rounded up the stupid people making headlines and thinned the herd with them, as always. Have a listen. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
We'll only get to 18 today. I'm sorry that I find this forecast funny, but it's just like just the thought of this, how cold it is, it just added a clear blue. You know, and of course, we got the full-blood wolf supermoon happening, right? Did you see any of that last night?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I took my son out, and then I realized I was risking his life. So, directly back in.
Wind chill's going to make it feel like minus 15, but 10 degrees outside right now. Later on this morning, no one will be here. We're the only show that's working today.
It's insane.
Debbie's got the day off. Andre's got the day off. Tony's got the day off. And we're here. And, you know, and for those of you who are going to work, you feel our pain. Why all these other people have the day off. It doesn't feel as bad as Sean Payton feels this morning.
Oh. But he has the day off.
Screw him. I'm happy. That was the best no call I've ever heard.
I got to tell you something. I'm surprised that you're – are you happy that they lost because they beat the Eagles?
No, I dislike Sean Payton a whole lot.
Do you really?
Yeah,
really?
I have for a while. I just don't like him. I don't like his face.
I didn't like his glasses. All right. Other than that, I was fine. I mean, look, I wanted to see – If New England was going to win, I wanted to see New Orleans go up against
them. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
All right, you know, and it would have been a great game if it would have been the Rams and the Chiefs.
Yes, that's what I really wanted.
This is a crock of crap.
Yeah, it sucks. We have nothing to watch.
I mean, there better be some good commercials this year because there ain't no reason in watching this game. Yeah. Again, unless you live in Boston,
you might get a shootout. The Rams offense is really good, too.
They didn't look all like hot yesterday.
I can't handle another Belichick and Brady raising the trophy.
I'm sick of Boston. I'm sick of the sick of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I'm sick of the people in Boston.
I'm more sick of them than those two.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got to admit, Belichick is brilliant, and Brady is the best of all time. He is beyond a shadow of a doubt.
I think you and I may disagree on this because I think we've talked about it before. They are both of them are the best ever. Belichick is the best coach
and we're
ever.
Sick to death of them.
He has 7 Super Bowl rings. 2 as a defensive coordinator, 5 as a head coach. They've been to 9 Super Bowls since he got the job in 2000. That's insane.
But getting back to Sean, right? If anybody has a reason to be pissed this morning, it is Sean Payton. Right? They took away a win. How many refs are on the field? 6.
Oh, something 6 or 7 something.
Right,
like that, yeah.
And nobody. Nobody saw that
the most blatant pass interference
the cameraman,
in NFL history.
Ever. Cameraman certainly saw it because my God, was that played over and over and over again.
And then when Boomer came on during halftime, Boomer went berserk.
Yeah. Did he?
Went absolutely berserk. And you know who else went crazy? The folks at Netflix.
Why?
Netflix. I gave Netflix a whole new idea.
Netflix introduces the first spin-off of the Bird Box, Bird Box Refs. Watch blindfolded NFL refs make critical calls at the end of the game.
Pass is incomplete, no flag.
That cost teams a trip to the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty.
Bird Box Refs. Watch it today. Free download for New Orleans fans.
Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it!
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us! John DiBella.
It isn't so.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
I can only imagine what it was like for Cindy, right? Who has spent the past week in Florida, and then you wake up to this.
The difference is I didn't have to go outside yesterday, where I had to be outside in Florida. And actually, a lot of the mornings when we got up, it was in the high 40s.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yes,
okay.
We had some chilly days, but mm-hmm. I was prepared.
Oh, all right.
When did you land yesterday?
Saturday night.
Oh,
Saturday,
I was going to ask, okay. How was that wind landing
right.
yesterday
oh,
afternoon?
I'm telling you, the wind is insane. It's absolutely insane.
Do you ever have a landing like that?
Oh, yeah. One of those sideways landings. Yeah. When the plane comes in, it's like, all right, there's the runway, but we're going to be about a mile over to the left and let the wind blow us onto the runway. And it's just like, wow.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
Today is, well, we all know it as Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
Right. But it's actually Blue Monday, which is supposedly the most depressing day of the year. It's a coincidence that these two things fall on the same date. But Blue Monday was created by somebody in England, a British psychologist named Dr. Cliff Arnell. He came up with the concept of Blue Monday back in 2005. And he says it's because the third Monday in January is the perfect storm of peak terribleness.
Okay.
Now, if you think about this, he's really got a point. You got bad weather.
Yeah.
Okay. You got enough time has passed since Christmas that you've lost all the good feelings from Christmas, and all you have left now is debt.
Right.
All right. Your New Year's resolutions have failed. Your motivation has hit rock bottom. And the idea of a vacation, with the exception of Cindy, right, is way off.
Right. And the Patriots are back in the Super Bowl.
Blue Monday is right.
Blue morning, blue day, blue Monday.
John DiBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
With Valentine's Day, I can only imagine how on top of that you are already, Cindy, right?
What?
Right? With Valentine's Day just around the corner, you know that guy, who is it? Rocky Mizell, is that his name?
Oh, Rocky Mozell.
Mozell, the guy
from the International Star Registry.
That's exactly. Well, these people might be giving him a run for his money.
Okay.
All right? Because with Valentine's Day approaching, you might be looking for something special to give that ex that still lingers in your mind, all for the low, low price of $2. Of course, it depends if those lingering feelings are fond or not. But the thing in question here is having a cockroach named after someone.
Wow.
Right? Is there an international registry of cockroaches?
It's the Hemsley Conservation Center in Britain. And considering the money goes to zoos, you know, it's sweet, it's generous, it's vindictive, and gross, all rolled up into one little package. So there you go. There's something you can do for Valentine's Day.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Super Bowl is indoors, right?
Yeah, it's in Atlanta.
What, in the Georgia Dome? Is that what
I'm not sure what the new name is, because it's a brand new stadium in Atlanta.
It?
Yeah.
All right. And I cannot recall any time, right, in the history of the Super Bowl that there was this much backlash about the halftime entertainment.
And really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think anybody was more upset with Maroon 5 or any other band as they are with Maroon 5 playing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's some uproar about it. Yeah. I'm probably in that camp as well.
Right. I mean, that's not a surprise. All right. But anyway.
I thought you liked Maroon 5, Steve.
Right.
I don't think they're bad. I just don't want to play
I'm the one who's going to be kneeling during the halftime show.
Right. You know, I mean, they say, the band said themselves that they're blocking out all of the noise as they prepare to be the halftime entertainment. Right. And which is exactly what we'll probably do when they are on during halftime. Right. But we decided, you know, maybe we come up with something better because it's Maroon 5, Travis Scott and Big Boy.
Right? OK. All
right. It's just so weird. It's like if you're going to get half of Outkast, get all about that. They're from Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, is that why Big Boy is in there? Okay. Yeah. All right. So
I like how you say Big Boy.
Big Boy.
It's the OI thing.
It's the OI.
All right. But we decided, you know what? Let's see if we can come up with something better, and then you can decide who came up with the best of all. So we all got together. Well, we got, on our own.
We consulted ourselves.
We came up with the idea together.
We came up with the idea
and
together.
And then went our separate ways.
Exactly. All right. And here's what we got to do. You got to come up with, I want to know your three bands, all right, because you've got like a main act, and then you got like a featured performer, and then you have that guest performer.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, Steve, who's your main? Oh, hang on. Let's make a little more football. Okay. Who's your main act?
All right.
Who's your featured performer? Right. And who is your, special guest?
I will go with Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
With Brian May. Special guest, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters on drums.
On drums.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Playing Bonham. Nice.
I didn't think of going with a band that was actually no more. I was thinking about going something that still exists. What are you doing?
I am going to kick things off with the feature act of Paul McCartney. I did not get to enjoy him when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl because I was too tense and losing my mind. I'd like to see him again, for real.
All right.
He's the featured act. Taylor Swift comes out of the wings and provides a little female counterbalance with him. She actually performed with him once before on Kimmel. And the surprise guest to shock the world, Kanye West, comes out and reunites with Taylor and Paul, making sure that things stay civil.
Wow, you should get about two votes for this.
I'm not pandering. Keeping it real.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. And then as their special guest, right, Eddie Van Halen on guitar. All right. And then as the featured, the special guest, Garth Brooks.
I love Garth because he's the
most rock and roll country act that's out there. So here's the question, folks. Do you agree with Steve, with Led Zeppelin, Brian May, and Dave Grohl? If you do, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you agree with Dave, for Paul McCartney, Kanye West, and Taylor Swift, the both of you out there who agree with Dave,
bring them.
Right, Kanye and Taylor.
You know that's the show.
Text 2 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. Or if you agree with me, the Eagles, with Eddie Van Halen and Garth Brooks, text 3 to MGK, MGK, 645-645. The voting is in your hands. You decide. Not like it's going to change anything for the Super Bowl, but at least we know we could have seen something better. Because of the holiday, lots of dough, right, is off today. It's taking the day off today, resumes again tomorrow. And with that in mind, as long as we've got this voting going on, right, for who should really be playing, our dream picks for the Super Bowl halftime show, because a lot of people are upset with Maroon 5, all right, we've got a poll going on, a text poll. You text in your answer to MGK, MGK, that's 645-645. Steve's band is Led Zeppelin. Yep. With Brian May as the special guest, and then the featured guest would be Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Correct.
All right, and if you agree with Steve, you text 1 to MGK, MGK. Right? If you want to go with Dave, who's going with Paul McCartney, Kanye West, and Taylor Swift, right, you would text 2 to MGK, MGK, or just, don't bother because Dave's going to feel very lonely with those picks.
Keeping it real.
Right.
Something for everyone.
All right, or you can go with me with the Eagles, Eddie Van Halen as the featured artist, and Garth Brooks as the special guest. That's MGK, MGK. You would text 3 to MGK, MGK, 645-645. And when we return, we will find out where we stand on this. Although I have to tell you, Cindy, right, Steve is already crying. All right, he's already crying.
Really?
Because he refers to my fans as my sycophants. All right.
Yep.
All right.
The Bella sycophants are out.
All right. The Bella sycophants are out there. So no matter what it is I pick,
it's a righteous wine.
They will go with my pick. He doesn't want me to be third anymore. He wants me a different number.
Yeah, you have the pole position.
Yeah.
You go last.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, fresh in their minds.
We'll see how we do.
Always got something to say about mine too. He didn't say anything about yours. Yeah, I let Dave slide, but
No, he slandered me.
I slammed him.
Yeah,
it was just quicker.
I slammed you.
Deservedly so though, Dave.
McCartney, Kanye, Jonas.
Phenomenal.
Please.
Drama.
Go see Lisa Harris. She'll give you one of those Taylor Swift patches.
I'm on it.
That you can put on your sleeve.
I'll sell it on eBay.
Right now, of course, the question at hand. our halftime combine, which of the three of us came up with a halftime show that's better than the one we're going to get at the Super Bowl. Steve went with Led Zeppelin, Brian May, and Dave Grohl. Dave went with McCartney, Kanye West, and Taylor Swift. I went with the Eagles, Eddie Van Halen, and Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm. And the winner of this is... All right, Steve's leaving the studio. He's taking the headphones off so he doesn't have to hear the Jesus Christ Superstar music. Wait a second. I'll just shut the mics for a moment. There you go. There's a little for you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my pick.
What was the percentage?
55% of the vote.
Yikes.
Went with me. God. I took the two of you out.
And then me, right?
I took the two of you out.
I'm assuming I was next.
No, you were third. You were third. Beyond a shadow of doubt, you were third. And Steve?
Yeah.
You got smoked. Nothing? Nothing to say?
The only thing I would say is I would curse at you.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Send the herd. Send the herd.
I don't know how this brilliant plan didn't work. I mean, I'm just totally shocked. There's a 40-year-old guy named Jesse Pack from Brunel, Florida, and he had a warrant out for kidnapping and assault charges. Well, when the cops went to his house yesterday, the woman there said Jesse was gone, and he left them a message. Jesse had written on the mattress in orange magic marker, quote, "I know my warrant is active. I'm not here. I'm finishing a job and then turning myself in." Okay. For some reason, the cops weren't totally convinced by this. Maybe he should have had the mattress notarized. I don't know what he was supposed to do. So they asked the woman if they could search the house. She said yes. And lo and behold, Jesse was curled up in the fetal position inside a dresser. All right, so Jesse, I'm sorry. You got to go to jail.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
30-year-old Brian Stewart from Milton, Florida. Well, he got into a serious fight with his neighbor last week, and he threatened to, this is a quote, kill him with kindness,
okay,
as the saying goes. Then another neighbor intervened. Well, Brian stabbed that neighbor with a machete. Turns out the machete actually had kindness written on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like the bat in the Sandlot.
Yeah, seriously. Fortunately, the neighbor's okay, but Brian was arrested for aggravated assault and battery with a deadly weapon.
Wow. Kindness.
Over to you, Dave.
When it comes to thieving, there's some basics, but apparently Quincy Gerard Petty didn't get the mask memo. Uh-huh. He's accused of walking into a Minnesota Dollar Tree and ordering the staff to hand over the cash. But unfortunately for him, he forgot to pull down his mask all the way. One of the employees says, "Hey, I think that's one of our store clerk's boyfriends." While he reportedly made off with about $2,000 in cash, police say he was found wearing the same Bob Marley hat that witnesses spotted, along with a crumpled envelope with the words, "This is of robbery," written on it from Petty's pockets. Good luck with that.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, when you're down on your luck, a simple act of kindness can change everything, right?
Yep.
All right.
As long as it's not a machete.
That's surely what a trio in Canada was hoping for when they ran out of gas. In this case, they called the local police, who were happy to help, and then a quick check revealed that the woman driving the car had an outstanding warrant. Turns out the two dudes that she was also with also had outstanding warrants for avoiding the police. But wait, there's more. These folks also had 90 grams of meth in the car, along with 85 grams of cocaine and the trifecta. The car was stolen.
Oh, all nice. Right?
They're all facing a slew of charges. Next time, check the gauge.
In the herd.
One of them's going to be right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.